Anthony, our next story is about former Bear Jim Schwantz. He's been part of teams his entire life. He played several sports in high school, college football, and for three NFL teams. But now he's a part of a different kind of team. He's currently serving his second term as mayor of Palatine, Illinois.
Well, it's great. I think, I ran for it because I felt I had a unique skill set, going back to my days in the NFL and being all about teams.
Schwantz, who grew up in Palatine, has always recognized the importance of giving back. He won the NFL's Unsung Hero Award, given to players who make a difference off the field in their communities. What did it take for you to transition into the role? How did you kind of get people on your side? What steps did you have to take?
People were so giving and got behind me tremendously in the campaign. We had, probably 30, 40 volunteers at one time going out to the streets and knocking on doors. It's incredibly humbling when somebody is willing to give up their Saturday to go out when it's, 22 degrees out and sleeting to knock on doors to try to get you a couple of votes.
Jim played for the Chicago Bears, Dallas Cowboys, and San Francisco 49ers in his NFL career, or as he puts it, the charter member of the NFL, the team of the 80s, and the team of the 90s.
Ultimately, for me, the fact it wasn't lost on me that it was a charter member of the NFL. I remember very early in my rookie year, I was in the weight room very early. Got done. I'd taken a shower. I was in the bathroom shaving, and I had the water on, and I was cleaning the razor. And I had the water was running the whole time, and I felt this big paw reach over the side of me and turn the water off. And I looked over, and it was William Perry, and he says, "Don't waste Papa Bear's water." Everybody who plays for the Chicago Bears, I think, understands and is cognizant of the history. I know we just celebrated the 63 team, and to be able to have a chance to celebrate that championship and the alumni that are very strong in the Chicagoland area. And guys who played for the Bears for 1 year, they're still part of the Chicago Bears. And the Bears family doesn't lose that.
While winning a Super Bowl with the Cowboys was the highlight of his playing days, Jim said returning to his hometown to play his final NFL season with the Bears was a great way to tie up his career.
To be able to wear the Chicago Bear uniform and to be able to have memorabilia that has Chicago Bears on it. As a kid who grew up in Chicago, watching Walter Payton and the greats play the game, to be in the locker room and to be in the meeting room every day with Mike Singletary, and to have a locker, right down from Richard Dent, and having him, and Kevin Butler and Tommy Thayer and Mark Bortz, it was outstanding. And to be able to be a part of that family and still call myself a part of that family is truly a humbling thing.
Jim still takes part in Bears games as a co-host of the Bears pregame and postgame shows on WBBM News Radio. He recalled a memorable moment in his first few seasons on the air.
I remember doing the radio program, and it was after, I think it was my second or third year doing it as a pregame. I was walking up the back stairs of the old Soldier Field before they redid it, and all of a sudden I hear behind me, he said, "Doing a good job on the radio, Jimmy. Keep up the good work." I turn around, it's Ed McCaskey. And I remember walking up saying to somebody in the radio program, I go, the McCaskeys listen? They go, "Oh yeah, they listen every week." And so they're totally involved and totally ingratiated into the Bear community, and that's what I love about it.
Anthony, Jim Schwantz was actually only retired for 2 weeks until he was hired for his next job with the Von Saito Moving and Storage Company. What did you think would happen after retirement? Do you think you'd ever become a big YouTube star like you are today?
No, I did not. Everything happened so fast. I put out a video and it was received really well. And then I put out the retirement video. Then a million views later, I'm on Fox News and Yahoo Sports and Deadspin. And it was just... it was crazy.
Man, you are getting too big time for all of us.
Lindsay,
jeez.
Would you stop?
You gonna remember
you
the little
mess
people?
With me
you
gonna every
remember
week.
The little people?
You always mess with me every week, Lindsay. Stop it. Fans are tweeting
up next.
Me and they're saying Lindsay needs to stop it. She's always mean to you.
That is true. Up next. Anthony helps Patrick Manley relive the day he made the not so top 10.
It was not only my most embarrassing moment in front of 40,000 or 30,000 people at Wrigley Field, but it was in front of the world because it's not so top 10 Sports Center, which was Not so good.
Inside the Bears is brought to you by Jimmy John's.